All right, everyone, we are really appreciative of the fact that you all have been hanging with us this hour as we've talked about building community from a health perspective, from a mental health perspective, from a spiritual perspective, from a physical perspective, you name it. This really is about community building. And thank you so much for joining us today, Jane, as you've talked about what the Augusta University is doing to help with this. I know we focused on cancer research, but there's more to cancer than just, or dealing with cancer than just doing the research.
That's right, yes. So I mentioned earlier, the Georgia Cancer Center is very unique in that we treat the patient, we help their families, but we also have, you know, the research facility. You know, there are a lot of wonderful places that treat cancer. Oftentimes those are just more focused on the clinical care, but we do have the research component at Augusta University, at our Georgia Cancer Center. So
tell us a little bit more of what happens at the clinic.
Yep. So the clinic, it's our outpatient clinic. That is where patients can come in. We have an infusion suite where they can come in, you know, get their infusions. It's really a, you know, most people don't want to have to come in for a few hours for their infusion, but it's really a nice space. There's also kind of an outdoor garden area, kind of patio, where if the weather's nice, they can sit out there and have their infusion. Also at the clinic, we have, you know, they'll come in and see their doctors and talk about their treatment. You know, we don't have patients that come in there that are here for overnight stays. It's just coming in during the day. We have a little cafe over there. We also have a wonderful image boutique, which is run by a lady named Sherry Brooks. She provides wigs and does fittings, and she's got all sorts of things in there. It's a little boutique, but she works with a lot of our female cancer patients who are going through a difficult time. Maybe they're having chemotherapy and they've lost their hair. She kind of helps them feel beautiful at a time when maybe they're not feeling so beautiful. So we have that in the clinic as well.
I love the fact that there's this just very clear knowledge of the fact that women want to feel beautiful and not just good.
Right.
You know, I don't want to just feel better, but can you help me feel better about myself, too?
Right.
And that is a part of the component. I think that's critical.
So we've got that over at the clinic as well.
So what about the men?
Yeah, well, the men are welcome to go in there as well. and we do get that question. We have a fund set up at the Cancer Center, and a lot of the listeners may know Cecil Heron. Lives in Augusta. He is a male breast cancer survivor.
Okay.
So there aren't a lot of men who've had breast cancer, but he's a survivor. He has put on events for the Cancer Center for the last several years, fundraising events. But the proceeds of the events that he's done, he set up a fund, and it is to help male patients. And oftentimes that's providing them with gas cards if they live far away, but maybe they can't afford the gas to get to their appointments. Sometimes that will help pay for their lodging if they need to do an overnight stay. So that fund itself is just for male cancer patients
awesome.
At the Cancer Center.
And so in the meantime, you have something else that's coming up that's going to be helping the whole picture again, another event taking place in November.
That's right. So we have our inaugural Unite in the Fight Against Cancer Walk. It's going to take place Saturday, November 10th from 8 to 11 in the morning. It is an all-cancer walk. So, you know, there's lots of different fun, wonderful fundraisers out there for cancers, but we wanted to do a walk that would represent all cancers. So it's going to start at the Laney High School football stadium. From 8 to 9, everybody will show up. We'll kind of maybe have a speaker, get people started out. The walk itself will start at 9. It's about a mile and a half, so not a real long walk. And then they'll finish up back at the Laney High School football stadium for kind of an after-party celebration. But we have a website for the event. It's uniteaugusta.com. You can go on there. You can sign up a team. We're encouraging people to come out in teams. And you can choose a person, you know, that you want to walk in honor or in memory of. I know for me, I've set up a team for my family. Lost my grandmother to ovarian cancer and my uncle to pancreatic cancer. So my family will be there walking in memory of both of them. And we have T-shirts available. There's a link through that uniteaugusta.com website where you can purchase T-shirts. They come in all sorts of colors. So you know, every cancer has a color. Everybody knows breast cancer is pink. Prostate cancer is light blue. Ovarian cancer is teal. You can purchase a T-shirt in the color. And so your team will be wearing the color of the cancer that you're representing. And so really, anyone in the community is invited to participate. But all funds raised from the event will come back to the Georgia Cancer Center.
And we'll be reminding you all of that. Our last 15 seconds, could you all tell us one more time about the upcoming play?
Dreams of Harlem, wonderful event, takes you back in time to 1929, meet all the jazz musicians, bring them back to 2018. And the main thing is this is uplifting your spirit.
And it's that'll be taking place at the Maxwell Theater?
Maxwell Theater, 7 p.m. this Saturday.
This Saturday, ladies and gentlemen.
Doors will open at 6:30 for seating.
John, Zizi, Jane. Thank you all three so much for joining me today.
Thank you.
All right, everybody. Appreciate you all for being part of this community building process. Till next time.